Judith Martin Straw here with CulverCityCrossroads.com. We have our final interview before the election with Megan Sally Wells. So, Megan, what is it you're looking forward to most about next Tuesday?
What am I looking forward to most? The momentum coming to a crescendo and a denouement. Use a literary term.
There you go.
Which is the conclusion. I am very excited about this campaign. The events that we've done so far have been inspiring, and I think one of the most satisfying parts of this campaign is getting amazing people together in the same room or the same backyard with energy and hope and great ideas for making Culver City exactly what we imagine it to be.
So it's looking like it may turn out to be quite a close race. Are you thinking that we'll really be finished on Tuesday, or it might carry on from there? We'll have all the votes counted.
A recount? Oh, yes. Dear. Let's not go there.
So out of everything that you've done in the campaign, what's the one thing that you feel will carry on if you're on the council or not? What's the one thing you feel your campaign has left an imprint on Culver City?
It's a little bit hard to choose. The kickoff event that we had over 100 people, which I was amazed to see that we had so much interest and so much enthusiasm in the campaign. And we started it off near Bill Botts Field, where there's a sculpture. And we were overlooking the city. And together we were able to imagine Culver City's future. And, you know, I'm so thrilled that it's already green with beautiful street trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start imagining solar panels on all those rooftops.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly alternative energy sources up in the hills where there are currently oil rigs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful moment. It was a beautiful beginning. And that was way back in November.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other really... I'm sorry. It's hard to just choose one thing because we had the sustainability event where it was more than just a campaign event. It was really a community event where I think it was... 65 or so Culver City people came together to talk about, you know, how we can be saving money, saving the planet, and making a better future for all of us. And there were a lot of great ideas. And I know that there are still, you know, everybody who was there is still in contact, and they're still imagining, you know, workshops and you know, how we're going to put some of these ideas that came out that day into place.
So if you're up on the dais, or even if you're not, you feel you've made a very lasting contribution to changing Culver City, even just thus far.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that also predates the campaign. I think just with the campaign, it becomes more concentrated.
Yeah, brought it into focus. Yeah.
Because, you know, through the Neighborhood Action Network, the Downtown Neighborhood Association, Transition Culver City, I mean, you know, the campaign is not in a vacuum, right? It's part of a whole. And so, yeah, I'm really happy about that. But of course, I do want to be up on the dais.
And so I'm putting, hard work.
In my mind, I'm putting myself there.